Wilson, my buddy. Welcome everyone to the ninth day of His Measures, the sixth annual Malav Malka. It is a true Kiddush Hashem for all those that were able to make it out here tonight, which goes fits right in with the nightly Kiddush Hashem that's being made when the Balabatim come together after a hard working day to pack in 45 minutes or an hour and a half of learning. Together with the life, by themselves, so again, it's a very big Kiddush Hashem. The High City of His Measures is a community-based program open to anyone and everyone to come and take advantage of the variety of shiurim and the one-on-one Chavrusa learning. Before I introduce the Rosh Lita, I wanted to mention, everyone knows the famous story of the Vilna Gaon's wife. The Vilna Gaon's wife and another woman in the same town had together a chesed organization, and they made a deal together that whoever dies first is going to come to the other one in a chalayim, in a dream, and tell them what goes on in the other one's. The way, if I remember correctly, the way the story goes was that the friend of the Vilna Gaon's wife died first, and she came to the Vilna Gaon's wife in a dream, and she said that, unfortunately, I'm not able to tell you what goes on in the Eilam Emes. I don't have the Rishus. But one thing I'm going to tell you, that we were once walking together in the street, and we were looking for someone, a possible donor to give us money for the Chesed organization, and I put out my finger in my hand to stop her, and you can't imagine the schar in the Eilam Emes for that one action of putting out my finger to stop her. He was telling, teaching her, Adhesh and Dvar Magdiyim, we don't realize every single drop, tiny mice, how far it could go. I was thinking, Al-Achas, Kamo V'Kamo. Every one of us knows at least one person that's sitting home every single night that could benefit, and who can't benefit from the night's interview measures. If only thing they have to do is if they would just mention to them, do you know that there's a night's interview measures where you could come, find a shir, or have a chavrusa? Or if it's hard for them to mention it to them, if they mention it to myself or someone that can help, and through that person that they're mentioning would come and join, you can't imagine the nitzchi is the schar forever, for all eternity, that because of that one mention that you mentioned, you brought about someone, an unbelievable change in his life, and the nightly learning, which changes every person, and the mercy of the that we have. So if everyone could leave here tonight with such a Kabbalah that we had to take on themselves to mention to one person or bring it to my attention, someone that they know that could benefit, that needs a chavrusa or needs someone to be brought out of his house, the chosim again is this. We'd like to thank Shari Tzvila for being the host of this Merzi Gemachim Torah, and for having Rabbi Wilner and Lord Asra, who graces us with his presence at the night of his measures. He helps whenever there's a Shiloh. He takes on his places, the paskin, everything is done al pi Torah, and the night's interviews measures. The Murray Digger covered to have him give us some Dibri Chizik and Dibri Bro.
It's a pleasure to be here tonight, the schuss to have his Gewaldic Kemoisit hosted in our shul. You see the Gewaldic in Kiddush Hashem that comes out, Balabatim, Yungalait, people, Balabatim who work a whole day, and they come in with the best of Koichas to sit and learn al Torah v'al Avoda, Gewaldic Kol Torah that there is, made by the Chavrusa Shas, the Shiurim that go on. It's a Gewaldic Zchus to be part of it. We have in this week's parasha, the parasha of Eved Ivri and Eved Nirtza. And one of the halachas that there is by a Nirtza is in Pasuk Shteit, V'higishoy Adonov El Ho'elihim V'higishoy El Hadeles Oyeh HaMezuzah V'rotza Adonov Es Ofay Bamatzea V'avodei Lo'elom. By an Eved Nirtza, before we Reitzeah, we take him to the Delas and the Mezuzah, and we make a hole in his ear. And we know Rashi's chant, the Delas and the Mezuzah, they were Edim by Mitzrayim. Aber in Kliyoker steht noch abschat. Why do we take this Eved? Why do we take him to the Deles and to the Mezuzah? Zog de Kliyoker. Sha'achar. Sheish poschaloi ha-teira Pesach. Lotzeis me avdus l'chayus. The Torah gave him an opportunity to walk through the door. He's an Eved. An Eved is limited what type of Avodas Hashem is capable of doing. The Torah gave him an opportunity to walk through the door to Chayrus. And he's not taking advantage of this opportunity. He wants to stay an Eved. If he would just walk through the door, how much would that change his life? And that's why we take him to the door of the Delis and Mezuzah, and we show him, look what kind of opportunity you're giving up. We just mentioned Chodesh Adar. In Radin, in the yeshiva of Radin, there was a bachar that on Purim he got shikur. And by the Suda's Purim, he went over to the Chofetz Chaim. And he said, Rebbe, Zog Mitzu, promise me that I'm going to sit next to you in Galeg. Hear a bakosha that he had. Like Pachos Voyos, he wants to sit next to the Chofetz Chaim in Galeg. And the Chofetz Chaim brushed him off. How can I Zog Mitzu that you're going to sit in Galeg next to me? I'm not a balbos on Galeg. And the Rebbe, and the Bochel kept on going to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, Rebbe, I must sit next to you in Galeg. And after a few times, the Chofetz Chaim said to the Bochel, okay, I could promise you that you'll sit next to me in Galeg if you'll commit from now on never to speak a word of Lashon Hara out of your mouth. I promise you, you'll sit next to me in Galeg. As shikur as the bacha was, he understood what the Chofetz Chaim was asking him. And he said, Rebbe, I can't commit to that. I can't take that on. And the Chofetz Chaim said, carry him out. A bacha that's standing on the doorstep to Gan Eden, and he doesn't want to walk through. He doesn't belong here. Carry him out. Many times in life, we're offered opportunities. We have the opportunity to walk through a door. We have the opportunity to change our lives. But many times, we don't take advantage, just like the Eved Nirtza. When it comes to committing, to make a commitment for Torah, there's a commitment that could change our lives. If we take the opportunity to commit to a few nights a week, Kavata Itin La Torah, someone who has Torah part of his life is a different person. I don't know which one is more, which one is less, but it's definitely something that's similar to an Eved that has the opportunity to be a Ben Chayrin. Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Isek Ba Torah. There's a well-known writer and lecturer, Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. One time he was asked to come out of town. There was a morning koilo that the participants in this koilo, they started off married life and they weren't kevei ha'itim l'tayra. And around the year before this Rabbi Yechiel Spiro was asked to speak, they decided that we're going to start a morning kollel. And they just finished the mesechta, and he was asked to come to speak. And at first he wanted to decline, but eventually he decided that he's going to go. He came there, and he was astounded to see what a difference a morning kollel made in these people's lives. And he went over to the organizer of the event, the organizer of the morning kollel. And he asked him, tell me your story. Tell me how did you get involved. And he said, I'll tell you. There was a kufa around a year ago that I was in a decline, a ruchnius dikha, a spiritual decline. And my boss came over to me one day and he said that when I take someone to work for me, I take achrayus for their panosa and I also take achrayus for their ruchnius. And I look at your matzah, your ruchnius dikha matzah. And I want to take achrayus, I want to help you. And it's pretty simple. Tomorrow, we daven at 7:30. At 7 o'clock, you'll come, and you'll learn with a chavrusa. And you'll start learning a half an hour before davening every day. And he said, you're my boss, I'll work for you, to give me a paycheck, I'm not interested. But the boss didn't take no for an answer. This yid went home, he was in a very bad mood. What's his boss want from him? Why is he mixing into his business? That night, at 1:30 a.m., his telephone rings. And he looks and he sees it's his boss calling. Hello? You didn't tell me the name of your chavrusa. At 1:30 in the morning, this is what you're calling me about. And he hung up the phone. 2 hours later, at 3:30 a.m., the telephone rings again. And it's his boss. This time he was very angry. And the boss said, Do you have a chavrusa? He says, how am I supposed to find the chavrusa at 3:30 a.m.? And he said, some problems are very easy to solve. I'll be a chavrusa tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. That day, 7 o'clock, he came to the Beis Medrash for the first time. And since then, he didn't miss a day, whether he was local or whether he was out of town. He learned with his boss every day for a half an hour a day. And it started off with the two of them. And it grew until it was 35 people coming to that morning kollel. And today there's 50 people coming to that morning kollel. And Rabbi Chiel Spiro said over this maisa in Rabbi Avrom Shor's shul. And Rabbi Avrom Shor got up after him and he gave a clap and he said, I was so inspired by this maisa that tomorrow morning we're starting a morning kollel. Torah, commitment to Torah, it changes our lives. Committing to Torah, the Gemara says, Nefesh Omel Omloloi. If we commit to Torah, the Torah commits to help us. I know a Chashuv Yid that even after he left the yeshiva, he retained his relationship with the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Yid is a Baal Bos. And he's trying to build up a business. And every time that he embarks on a new venture, he calls up his Rosh Yeshiva for a bracha. One time he called up his Rosh Yeshiva. He said, I'm trying something new. I need a bracha. The Rosh Hashiva asked him, do you learn? Are you Kaidei? Are you the Torah? And he said, no. Very busy, trying to build up a business. No, I wasn't Kaveh Yitim. I'm not Kaveh Yitim L'Tayr. So the Rosh Hashiva said, I see that you take care of yourself. You don't need the Eidushta, you have it all worked out. If you don't learn and you don't involve the Eidushta in your business, then what do you need my brachas for? And he hung up the phone. Pull me back in a week. A week later, this yid called back his Rosh Hashiva and he became part of our Night Seder. When a person commits to Torah, Torah is committed to work for him. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He started learning with a new chavrusa. And before he started learning with this chavrusa, he said, there's one tonight. I'll learn with you every day. But by me, there's no missing. Every single day, without fail, I don't care what comes up, you have to be there. The yid said, Rebbe, I'm asking, but I have one problem. Every winter, around midwinter, I come down with the flu and I'm out for a week and a half. I'm an oinus. I don't know if I could commit to what you're asking me. And Reb Chaim told him, if you commit never to miss, you'll see you won't come down with the flu. And the yid was there every single day. And it passed by most of the winter. And lo and behold, he didn't come down with the flu. But one day, towards the end of the winter, he had a terrible tirda. And he thought he didn't have a choice. He had to miss. And he didn't come that day. And the next day he came down with the flu. And Rav Chaim said, if he wouldn't have missed yesterday, he wouldn't come down with the flu today. We have to realize that sometimes it's scary to take on a commitment. We don't want to commit to something that we won't be able to do. But we have to know that if we take on the commitment, Torah will work for us. Torah is committed to help us. Torah will see us through. Torah will make sure that we are able to stay committed. And Torah will change our lives. This is the chizik that has to come out from this Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem, the Night Seder. And tonight's gathering together of being machazik, whether it's Beruchnius or Begashmi, it's being machazik, this Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem. But we have to realize that the door is open. All that Eibishter wants from us is to commit to walk through that door. And if we walk through the door, our lives will be changed. The Eibishter is all helpful. That every single one of us should walk out with a new commitment. A commitment to add on to our hours like V'yasitim L'Tayra. A commitment to help this Makam Torah. A commitment to change our lives.